The Power FM Brekkie Show.
There is no doubt about it. 2020 has been hard on a lot of us, but our local producers have definitely been really hit, I would say, some of the worst. With us not going and not travelling as much as we used to, it has been quite difficult, which is why this initiative from Eat Drink West has been brilliant. Their produce boxes have just been going gangbusters, and it's a great way that you can support some local farmers and producers too.
Yeah, and also sample a lot of the very best our region has to offer in one kind of handy box. Now, from Eat Drink West, we're joined by Tim Matthews and Kate Davies on the line. How are you going this morning, guys?
Yeah, very well, thanks.
Good morning.
Now, let's talk a little bit about these boxes. How did the idea first sort of come about?
So when COVID first hit, prior to COVID, we were working on the business to business. So we were connecting producers to venues. And then when venues started to close, producers were calling saying, they had products, but they weren't sure how to actually get it to market.
Yeah.
So we came up with the idea of creating the boxes so then consumers could still access the product, and then we can support the producers as well.
I love that. And like the great thing about these boxes are there's pretty much one for everyone, whether you do want fresh produce and you're all about the fresh fruit and the veggies or the great, I guess, breads and the milks, or if you're a bit of a sweet tooth like me, there's so many good boxes like the Afternoon Delights box and the Chocoholics boxes that are just right up my alley.
So leading up to Christmas, it is a time of the year for giving, and people might be thinking of, you know, creative or fun gift ideas to whether they're giving their colleagues or maybe it's bosses giving their staff. You guys have a couple of boxes at the moment, so Christmas boxes and corporate boxes that are absolutely perfect for this.
Yeah, it's been a real success. A lot of businesses have been trying to work out how they can reward their staff without having a big staff party with the restrictions still sort of hanging around us. So it's been really exciting to be able to deliver them something that they can give to all of their clients or all of their staff. It's something amazing in each box as well.
Now, Jules and I, we sampled during the very early stages of this. We sampled one of these boxes, and what I loved about it personally was you learn about producers you might not have known existed in the region. So there's a lot of big names in there you might have seen around town, but every now and then, like, I think Millbrook Eggs was the surprising one for me. I didn't realise they were, you know, local to our area.
Yep.
Delicious eggs, and it's kind of a good way of, A, providing someone with a gift that's helpful and thoughtful, but also might introduce them to an exciting new producer they might become, you know, the next biggest fan of.
Yeah, and this is the whole premise of why we started Eat Drink West. It most certainly is about people understanding, and it's become more and more prevalent during COVID. It's not just a feel-good thing to support local. People are actually genuinely really understanding and wanting to support local, wanting to understand what is around in our region, and then it like really does feel good because there is that purpose as well. It's not just a buzzword, but it actually has that purpose to it. And people are loving these boxes because they are full of local products.
Can you give us a bit of an idea of what's in some of these corporate boxes you're doing up?
Yeah, so we've really been working with each client to come up with what they want to deliver for their staff. We've had some amazing sort of charcuterie things, with Salt Kitchen Charcuterie being one of the suppliers there, one of the producers. We've put those, sent them out for people who are doing race day parties with all their friends, and then and same with some of the sort of the Afternoon Delights, where it's morning teas to staff, and even some of the councils around the area looking to make sure that all of their staff get to see what's in their own backyard. So it might actually be something specific from just a particular area that they're after. So we're really, really flexible, and it's been really well received.
I love that you can sort of curate it, and it kind of becomes like a little bit of an experience.
I was thinking like a pick and mix almost.
Yeah. You know, I think it's one thing to talk about it, but I think you really need to see it and maybe get hands on. What if Jules, would you guys be up for this, Kate and Tim, if Jules and I popped by maybe next week, and we're not just saying this to try and get free stuff. Could we pop by?
Well,
maybe,
he kind of is.
Maybe do like a little video tour of what you guys have on offer down there?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's some amazing stuff. And I mean, the producers would love that, to be able to showcase their product like that. And that's exactly what eDrink West is about.
So let's,
we'll definitely support something like that.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Help you out.
It's like a little market all just down in housey-housey, isn't it? I love that. It's brilliant.
Yeah, that's right. It's we've utilised the space, with obviously with events not going, some of the events being postponed. So we've been able to put some of these producers on display. You can see them in the front of the window, and it's not just that business now. It sort of goes all along the street, down from Campanas to 1816, and obviously to, through the Forge and Housey Housey. So it's, there's a lot of producers that are getting on board with this, and a lot of customers that are looking after them as well.
All right. Well, yeah. Jules and I...
Count us in. We're coming down for a squiz.
We're coming down for a squiz next week. If people want to reach out to you guys and maybe place an order or just find out a little bit more, now you are set up down in Housey Housey, like you said, but what is the best point of contact for people?
Well, they can either just come into the Forge. There'll be someone there that can help them. They'll put them in touch with the eDrink West team, which will be... there'll be someone on site most of the time. There is an email that people can shoot through, hello@eatdrinkwest.com.au, and then we can just work with you to work out what you need.
Great. Sounds excellent.
I can't wait to come down and have a look.
Yeah. You guys are doing great work. Kate, Tim, it's been a pleasure having you for a chat. We look forward to seeing you next week.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
See you then.
The Power FM Brekkie Show.